This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens on 97.2.
W2.
Hello, Emma. So this is the W2 division. That was the 1 minute cannon just going off behind me. We've got in this division, we've got Morton W1, King's W1, Harry Edwards W1, Bits W1, Sydney Sussex W1, Pembroke W2, Darwin W1, Emma W2, Jesus W2, Robinson W1, Newnham W2, Homerton W1, Clare W2, Down W2, LMBC W2, Wolfson W1, Christ W2, and the sandwich boat Keys W2. Done. That start, they're off. In front of me, Robinson have a very good, Darwin have a very good start. Everyone seems to have started well. Clean start down, up and down the course. I can't see any immediate bumps. Seems to have, down at the front of the division, we seem to have quite differing lines. Down towards the back, everyone's following a very central line and rowing well. Through the Jesus run past me now, on the station. Behind them, there's quite a gap opening up for Robinson. This looks like Newnham could be on to catch Robinson here fairly quickly. They've closed the gap down to a length. Anything happening at first post, Emma?
I can't see them coming through just yet, but I can see the blades of Magdalen coming through. And it looks like they're more or less on station. Kings have closed it. Kings have significantly closed down on Morgan to about a length. Both teams looking fairly strong. Kings are probably going really, really sharp here. And there's a large gap behind them going back to Murray Edwards. Yes, and Kings have overlap on Morgan. They have overlap on Morgan, and it looks like there is going to be a bug there near Grassy. So we have Murray Edwards coming through, more or less on the station, with Fitz, and an even larger gap going back to Sydney. What's happening at Grassy? Have we had a bug?
Very exciting in the gut, exactly what you called it. Kings were able to close down Magdalen. Kings won on Magdalen, and they get the bump early on in the gut. Congratulations to Kings. Further back, we've got Murray Edwards who are being moved down there by the Fitz Williams crew. Looks like they're on station at the moment. Murray Edwards can struggle to get around that Magdalen crew. Magdalen and Magdalen the south bank, but haven't really had a chance to find the fullback. Murray Edwards avoided it very well. Excellent rowing, but that's going to cost them, actually. Fitz managed to bring that gap down to three quarters length as they go around Grassy Corner. Good three lengths to make Fitz to the next crew, which would be Sydney Sussex 1. We'll just watch Murray Edwards now, who's managed to open the tank. Get an excellent south bank by Grace Clown. Grassy opened that gap between them and Fitz up to a length and a half. But further back, it's really exciting now. Sydney Sussex being pursued by Pembroke as they go through the gut. Sydney Sussex going quite wide. Pembroke taking that distance down to what looks like half a length as they go around Grassy Corner. Pembroke managing to nip very tightly around the Magdalen crew. And then now a good overlap here on Grassy Corner. So this is Sydney Sussex being hotly pursued by Pembroke as we go around Grassy Corner. Half a length in it, I would say. Quarter of a length in it. Pembroke pursuing them. What's happening further back, Emma?
Okay, I have not seen Robinson or Newnham come through, so I can confirm there's been a bump by Newnham on Robinson, meaning Robinson will come soon. And then we have Homerton coming through about a length and a half ahead of Clare, and then a large gap behind Clare. What's happening up on Grassy?
Yeah, so really exciting now. Emmanuel has been pursued here by Jesus. Jesus had an excellent day. Two baits are ready for that crew. This is Jesus W2 are pursuing Emma as they go around Grassy Corner. They're both is now overlap now. There's definite overlap with Jesus on Emma. That's going to be a bump when it's coming down the exit of Grassy Corner. Jesus W2 on Emmanuel, but Jesus is such a duck flies off into the distance. Jesus goes too far wide. Looks at the stern of Emmanuel as they go to the street. Let's throw up Ditton now. What's happening at Ditton? So, nothing at Ditton. Are there any boats with you, Ed, at the long reach?
No votes yet, because of course Kings bumped up on Magdalen at the head of the division. There were a couple of swans, they're still swanning around here, but they will hopefully get out of the way in time for votes. So I can just see Murray Edwards coming round Ditton corner now. Back to you at Glassy Mike.
Right, so far we had a couple of tackles that we're looking at. Murray Edwards and Fitz, looking like Fitz and Captain Murray Edwards, and Murray Edwards floated away. Sydney Sussex was then being interviewed by Smithbrook, and then went all the way up to that reach around this corner. Further back, we had the interesting discussion between Jesus and Emmanuel. So Jesus missed it and missed the stone of Emmanuel. And here's something really interesting now. On the exit of Grassy, LMPC 2 pursuing Downing 2. LMBC 2 pursuing Downing 2. It's now down 2. They've just got overlap now on the exit of Grassy. And ever slightly higher, because just half a length behind LMBC is the next crew, which is Wolfson. I reckon it's going to be LMBC on Downing, though. LMBC on Downing, there is still overlap all the way up Plough Reach. This is extremely exciting. Further back, that leaves Wolfson with almost a length behind LMBC. And then there is the crew of Price at the back. Ed, what's going on?
Well, there's disappointing news for Darwin's first boat. They were up for blades before today, but Pembroke 2 have bumped up on Sydney Sussex, which leaves Darwin with the impossible task of having to chase down Fitz, and they're simply not going to do it. Fitz really waking up out of Ditton Corner, trying to close down on Murray Edwards' first boat, but I think there's still a couple of lengths between them, so I don't see anything happening there. That's all we have on the long reach at the moment. Do we have Adam at Ditton? So we've got Murray Edwards rowing very gracefully down the channel. I can see now as they come in, they've perhaps got two, maybe three lengths over Fitz. Murray Edwards very well versed on this part of the course, having had to row over every single day, which of course brings its own physical demands for the rowers. So they're doing well. I believe the next boat I can see in the distance is Homerton's first boat, so Jesus must have got that bump on Emma 2, even if it's messed up the line a little bit coming out of Glassy Corner. Mike?
Looks like that way indeed, just watching the last couple of crews row past, Price is probably doing, Jesus is doing the sandwich towards. So what we've seen so far, King's bumping Magdalen at the top, Murray Edwards looking good for Rome, Sydney Sussex will bump by Pembroke later on, Darwin looking to Rome, Emmanuel, Jesus on Emmanuel's tail all the way along Long Reach, Plough Reach into Ditton Corner. We suspect that was a bump on Ditton Corner then. The Unum unaccountable high field bump there. Further back, Jim, what do you see? Any sign of Thomas Clare?
Okay, so we have Homerton will be getting spoons this year because they've just been bumped by Clare 2 as they came out onto the long reach about 100 metres further down the course, past Jesus Paddock that was. Behind that, boats are pulling in all over the place, which I think means Downing 2. Well, Downing 2 may have been bumped by LMBC 2, although with LMBC 2 up, boom, I find it hard to believe, but it did sound very close when it was to view at Glassy Corner, Mike.
Yes, they were extremely close. LMBC were on Downing's tail. It seemed to be like a case of sort of the same view being repeated three times. We had Pembroke on Sydney Sussex's tail. We then had Jesus on Emmanuel's tail. And it was LMBC 2 on Downing 2's tail. And they pretty much all achieved overlap on the exit of Grassy. And they all then rode at that configuration all the way down Plough Reach before snagging the bump. We reckon around Ditton. So, although in this case, Lady LMBC managed to play it out with Downing for a bit longer, but LMBC was certainly overlapping Downing at one point on the Plough Reach.
Well, the only thing I'd say is it's very grey out here today. It's quite hard to make out the blades of some of the boats coming down the long reach because I'm looking back over about 400 metres here and trying to pick out blade colours. Now, we would expect behind LMBC 2 and Downing 2, if they bump, the next boat through would be Wolfson. But unless I'm very much mistaken, I'm now seeing Christ 2 coming by. So I believe that when LMBC 2 possibly bumped up on Downing 2, maybe Wolfson got caught up, and so there's been a technical rollover for Wolfson. I don't know. I mean, how close were Wolfson to LMBC 2, Mike?
So Wolfson were, when I was looking further back, now, it's very difficult because there's a Robinson and there's a Wolfson, but that's Robinson in front of me. So, yeah, Wolfson were about half a length off the astern of LMBC, and LMBC were then overlapping Downing in front of them. But it was very much a case of the two crews at the front, LNBC and Downing, pulling ahead. So the closest it ever got was half a length, again around the exit of Grasby.
Okay, well, I can tell you for a fact that Walton have not come by me. The next boat by me was Christ 2. I can tell you that Downing 2 must have pulled in on this and corner and had no reason to do so because the Commodore declared 2 because that went slightly on to the long reach itself. So I would guess, and this is only provisional at this stage, LNBC 2 bumped up on Downing 2 to avoid their spoof. Wolfson weren't far off the tail of LNBC 2, and so they get a technical row over because obviously got caught up when boats were trying to pull into the side of the river in the heart of Dickson Corner. Price 2 and Keys 2 were both row over, joining Murray Edwards, Fitz and Darwin, I think, as the only other row overs we've got in the division. It's strange to have an odd number, but when you get a technical row over, that can happen. However, we will be back to confirm those results. So can we just run down from the top, Mike?
Yeah, so Morden W1 bumped by Kings W1. Murray Edwards 1, Fitz William 1, row over. Sydney Sussex bumped by Pembroke W2. Darwin 1, row over. Emmanuel 2, bumped by Jesus 2. Robinson 1, Rob by Morden, Union 2. Robinson 1, getting the spoon, bumped by Claire 2. Down by 2, bumped by MPC 2, we think. Walton 1, unaccounted for, but we get impeded by the clearest of the above two crews. So probably going to be a technical throw over. Christ 2, throw over. Keys 2, at the back, sandwich, row over.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
But here's a rundown. If I don't say which boat it is a first boat. As we get later in the day, College's first boats come into play. So we have Kings bumping up on Magdalen. Fitz and Murray Edwards both rowed over. Murray Edwards rowing over all 4 days. That really takes it out of you. Pembroke 2 bump up on Sydney Sussex. Darwin, well, they could have had blades, but they had to consign themselves to a row over today. With Jesus 2 bumping up on Emma 2 behind, Newnham 2 bump up on Robinson, Robinson gets spoons, Claire 2 bumped up on Homerton, just after Ditton Corner, giving Homerton spoons in the middle of Ditton Corner. We had a little bit of chaos. LNBC 2 didn't want to get spoons today and were pursuing a Downing 2 crew who were in the same position on the final day as they started the week. They caught Downing 2. Wolston were not too far behind, though, and LNBC 2, the rumour is, failed to clear adequately at the results tent. This is the rumour. So there may be a fine there. We don't know yet. And then Wolfson get a technical row over because they simply couldn't carry on racing. Behind that, Christ 2 and Keys 2 had each other for company, but relatively lonely rows down the course, down the long reach, down the railway bridge and back to the boathouses and getting ready for the big night tonight after they find out how their first boats get on, of course, in the women's first division in about an hour's time.
Maybumps.
Cam FM.